Hi, this is Cecilia from Tarot by Cecilia, and this is your tarot card of the day for Tuesday, March the 12th, 2024. The card that we have is the Nine of Swords. This one is labeled Neuf de Paix, and it is a French deck from Cyber Mon Amour, which you can find on Instagram. And you know, I gotta tell you, way back years ago when I first started doing this online, it was the Eight of Swords which would always show up. Now, I noticed recently we've been seeing the Nine of Swords pretty often. And, you know, we have to stop and ask ourselves why. Because it's all about those doubts and fears. And there are things which have been going on in your life which you probably just don't think you're ever going to overcome. You know, that you're trying to change, want to change, want to see change, whatever the case may be, and you're just like, oh my gosh, it's just not going to happen. And you spend many a sleepless night worrying about how is it all going to turn out, that type of a thing. Can I do it? Can I make it happen? And it's not even that you don't think you can do it. You just know that every time you have tried, you have not been able to. For whatever length of time this has been. I think for a lot of you, it's gone on like a year with a particular situation. I suppose we could interpret our image here in various ways, but when you stop and you think about the brain, right? What a powerful, you know, thing it is. You realize thoughts are things. How do we manage that? How do we tell that brain to behave, to, you know, think more positively rather than dwelling on things which probably will never happen? But that's the way we're built, and we become that way over time. I always say that, you know, like we're a little bit jaded by life. When things can go wrong, they will. We spend all of our time waiting for the other shoe to drop because it always does, that kind of a thing. But when we remember that it doesn't ever really seem to turn out as bad as we think it will, okay? You know, it's that, like I said, thoughts are things. And if we can retrain the brain to, you know, be more positive, focus more on that good night's sleep, maybe go get some tart red cherries or the juice, whatever. Have them before bedtime. And just rest. Just rest. Let the mind settle, because this definitely is all about thought processes and how we let them often overtake our lives, and it prevents us from being, you know, really truly functional in the daytime to get things done. And this is something you want to consider. And I'll tell you what, the thing of it is here, I didn't even discuss today yet. Today's a good day. Today is a really good day. We still start off with that Aries moon early, and it stays there most of the day, but it makes a sextile to Mars, which is fine, and later in the day it moves into Taurus, its sign of exaltation, where it sextiles Venus, and Venus is in Pisces, its sign of exaltation. You can have a really nice evening here, so perhaps this will help, you know, when it comes to, you know, settling things at bedtime. We do have square late in the day between the moon and Pluto. That could bring up some agitation there. And it could be part of, you know, what's going on with this card. But overall, I really feel that if you can just harness those thoughts for good, that you will get so much further. I want to thank you all very much for being here. I'll see you here again tomorrow. And as always, have a great day.